brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. South Carolina law requires that the state pay for open primaries using taxpayer funds. The state finances both the Democrat and Republican Party primaries. But last month, members of the South Carolina Libertarian Party found out they're apparently not as equal as the other two major parties. South Carolina has a new election law, which says that parties that want to nominate their candidates by convention must first put the question on the June ballot. Fair enough. But in South Carolina, the state is denying the Libertarian Party access to a primary in which to get their vote that they need to nominate by convention. Michael Carmany, chairman of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, says he was shocked to receive a letter from the State Election Commission denying his request for a June primary. Why? Well, I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why would the State Election Commission in South Carolina tell libertarians they have no right to be on the primary ballot? The reason? More ridiculous than you would think. The state claims they cannot financially afford to comply with a new law signed into law by Governor Nikki Haley last June. Michael Carmany with the Libertarian Party of South Carolina tells BenSwan.com, quote, "They are breaking the law. Our tax money is being used to spend on Republicans and Democrats, but they don't want to spend it on any other parties." What's happening in South Carolina really comes down to this. The state has a new law that requires equal access for Republicans, Democrats, and any other political party. And yet we're told that the state will not comply with that law because they cannot afford it. Well, here's the answer to that problem. Equal means equal. If you cannot afford to allow the Libertarian Party on the ballot or to pay for their primary, then don't pay for Republican or Democratic primaries either. Require every candidate to be a write-in. Now, of course, that won't happen because Republicans and Democrats believe they have an absolute right to the ballot. For everyone else, apparently the ballot is just a privilege.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit of the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, June 21st, 2014. We're in the third hour. That means we're taking your phone calls. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. You can add some information, agree, disagree about the topics, or just speak your mind. I wanted to announce the East Bend God and Country Parade is going to be going on next Saturday. I've got information there's going to be several of the local militias there. I believe it starts at 9:30, East Bend God and Country Parade next Saturday. Again, if you'd like to call in, join us, 1-800-313-9443. We've got Renee in North Carolina, then Jerry in North Carolina. Renee, how you doing today and what's on your mind?
I'm doing good, and I called to support some of the stuff you said. You know, Stalin said a long time ago, it's not who votes, but who counts the votes. And, you know, but you see, the American people, it'll be a terrible blow to the ego, plus they'd have to face how much danger and trouble they're really in. You know, so they kind of stick their head in the sand like an ostrich, and if they don't see anything, ain't nothing wrong until they get that set of teeth in their behind. And so, you know, they always try to throw us off the scent trail of what the real problem is, because if we don't know what the real problem is, we can't solve it. You know, I really felt like the other day I got some help from Jim Morris, finally, you know, from somebody. Somebody, a host asked him, who is it you fear the most? And what he said was, from studying Germany and the Nazis and stuff, he said, the average minion or bureaucrat, middle Americans invested in the system. I was like, hallelujah. Because the thing is, the ruling elite have no power without these yes men who will follow orders and do horrible things to people in exchange for a paycheck and a pension. You know, the biggest lie ever told, I think, is public servant. These people are serving the master and themselves as overseers and house slaves. They are not serving the field slaves public. But this reality is so ugly. You know, Da Vinci said people believe what they want to believe. And, boy, Da Vinci was known for being kind of bright, okay? And I believe this is true. People use selective memory in order to retrieve the data from their mind that will support what they want to believe, and they kind of conveniently forget that which does not. And too many people don't want to have to turn and look at maybe another person at their own dinner table who is an overseer and a house slave, because that just is too uncomfortable.
You know, that's interesting, and it reminds me of the perspective. I mean, we've talked about it before on here, Renee, and I don't know if I've ever talked to you about it, but when you add up all of the people now that's got a regular job, and then you add up all the people that's actually got a job that consists of being paid through the tax system of some way, shape, or form, whether it be an IRS worker or a county worker, city worker, school teacher, fireman, policeman, there is a huge amount of people out here that do have an invested, that are invested in the system, mm-hmm. like it is, and that don't want to break free from the sad reality that if things are going to continue to get worse, we're not going to vote our way out of this. And, you know, the Tea Party failure should have been a wake-up call to some of the diehards, because I've said it and I'll say it again. In the Tea Party movement, point to me who you've elected. They can point to different people. Then tell me what change they've actually affected. What have they actually done? And they can't, because they haven't done anything. And we play this same tired game over and over and over. It's like watching a wrestling match, and at the end of it, you rewind it and just keep watching it over and over. But the American people, they're so apathetic. When I ran down that list of all the things that we put up with and that we are choking down, that we know it's out in the open, they're not hiding it, but the American people will accept it. Why are they so accepting of this system, which is designed to fail and is failing and will continue to fail? I don't know. What your opinion?
Well, because one, if they admit this, they have to admit it's a horrible blow to their ego, because they realize they have been horribly duped, okay? And two, if you can be so horribly duped, that means you can't trust your own mind and your own ability to perceive reality in order to protect yourself. And that's really fearful, okay? So the thing is, they better get with the program, because as we speak, they are nailing things down where, after a period of time, blimps in the air, everything else, if they keep thinking, they're like little rats that keep pressing that lever, you know? The thing is, unless they wake up from this and quit trying to pressing the voting lever is going to do anything, this just gives our oppressors more time to get a system in place where there will be nothing you can do. Nothing.
That's absolutely the truth. I believe that. And we're seeing it unfold. I mean, you know, people think that I'm crazy for when I didn't make up any of this news. I just reported it. But it all of this, I mean, the NOAA is stockpiling millions of rounds of ammunition. That's the Weather Service. I mean, I don't make this stuff up, you know, but people, I think they are willfully turning a blind eye, because they want to stay in their happy place. This is not happy place when you come to grips with the full reality. It's unhappy place in a way, because everything you've been told is a law, basically. But we got about 2 minutes before we go to break. They're yours. Share your thoughts. Then we're coming back. We'll have Jerry from North Carolina. Go ahead, Renee.
Well, it really is the people who are hurt by the lie versus those people who are enriched by the lie. You know, those of us who are hurt, I mean, it's ridiculous. They tax you on your pets now when you get the rabies vaccination. You have to get a permit for a yard sale. I mean, it's just getting to the point of total ridiculousness, you know, but the thing is, the people who are not being hurt, but they're getting a nice big mouthful of milk off the government, you know what, they are going to get really nasty. Like I said, as if you're trying to yank the bottle out of a baby's mouth, because they're not being hurt. This system of lies is enriching and feeding them, and that's why they are the most dangerous people, not the people a lot of people in the Patriot movement tend to want to point to. And I'm so happy with Jim Mars, because I finally got somebody who's saying the same thing. You know, because, you know, unless we figure out what the real problem is, we can't solve it.
Well, that's absolutely the truth. And, hey, I appreciate the phone call. I appreciate the phone call. And you have a great day. The phone number, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join us today, we've got Jerry in North Carolina. I think he's the only one on hold. Jerry, how you doing? Hey there, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm here.
You doing all right today?
Yeah, you doing all right?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind today?
Well, I got a little more news that I haven't heard on anybody talking about all these immigrants coming in down our southern border.
Hold that thought for me, Jerry. We're coming up on a break. We'll get it on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to Jerry in North Carolina. Then we got John in North Carolina coming up. Jerry, the break broke into your thought. What's on your mind today?
That's fine. Last night, for nothing better to watch, I was flipping through the channels, and I don't usually watch Al Jazeera channel, but they had a story on there last night. You're talking about these immigrants coming in this country, and this story has not been on the news that I know of one time. There's 85,000 immigrants from Nepal come into this country since 2008. They're coming in. Last night they showed them coming into Oregon, and they got a guy out there. He's like a broker. He meets them at the airport, gives them $100 cash money, takes them and finds them a place to stay. And then, of course, they don't speak English. So then he stays with them and takes them down to the welfare place and gets them signed up for welfare and food stamps. And these people are coming into this country. God knows how. I don't understand how they're getting into this country legally. But nothing on this has been reported on the news.
Wow, Jerry, that's the first I had heard of. I'd heard of that, and you know, I've been covering this story best I can for the last several weeks. And what gets me is, you know, from what I read and reported earlier, these children that are supposedly coming in, and I found where the government, they're advertising down in Honduras and places like that, they're causing this. This is all, it's all by design, but then they're spending the taxpayers' money to reunite families of illegal aliens. Well, you know, with their original family members that came here illegally. I mean, and this is all at the same time, and so I'm glad you called because you're a veteran. This is all at the same time the federal government will spend money doing that. At the same time, the VA hospitals are cooking the books and letting our veterans die from lack of care because it takes 6 months for them to get to be seen. I mean, it's just, and there's no, I'll say it again, I'll say it too, I'm blue in the face. There's absolutely no accountability for these traitorous actions. I mean, what do you say to it, Jerry?
Well, I'm still waiting to go to have cancer taken care of. They put me off now until the 16th of July. So now I've been waiting 2 months. And, you know, I don't know if they'll reschedule me again or what, but I'm just waiting. I don't know what else to do.
The other thing
I wanted to say, Farron, was that Justina Pelletier that we talked about. Mike Huckabee stayed on that story. I got to thank him for staying on that story last night. She's coming. She's home. She's going to be on, not this Saturday night, but not tonight, but next Saturday, she's going to be on Mike Huckabee's show. And I want to thank all the hundreds of thousands of people that called and let them know what kind of a dirty, rotten, stinking thing they was pulling on this family. And it helped with all the people that called and told them to bring this girl home. It helped, so it does work. If you get enough people involved, we can put a stop to some of this crap that's going on in this country.
That's good news. I did not know that. I'm glad you shared that with us today, Jerry. What do you believe, what benefit do you believe the federal government is getting by promoting this open border policy on our southern border? Why do they want, and obviously they do, why do they want us overrun with the illegal aliens?
Fair, in my opinion of why this is happening, every time one of these deals come up, just like this one I found out about last night, it's another distraction from what Barack Obama has got planned for this country. While we're looking here at the border or looking at this story last night, he's sitting someplace planning his next move to destroy America.
And I think on that note, Jerry, you know, he's 2 years left in office. I think it's going to be hold on to the seat of your pants, because I believe it's going to all unfold in these next 2 years. I, you know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm all wet, but look at what has transpired in the last six with regards to our privacy, with regards to the Second Amendment, with regards to the open borders, with regards to the debt, the skyrocketing indebtedness of this country. I mean, you can't point your finger at anything, really, that's gotten better in any way, shape, or form since 2008 when Obama went in. I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, you're 100% right, Farron. He's doing this, and he's gonna move to he wants to fundamentally transform America, and all these ideas that he's got, he's going to move like he's on steroids for these next 2 years to push everything that he wanted to get done. He's going to do it in these next 2 years. And it's a damn shame that the people in this country can't wake up and see what he's doing, because It's going to be too late.
If he has to do it with executive orders, signing statements, yep. He will. And there will be the Congress will not do anything about it. You know, I get emails all the time, people calling for Congress to impeach Obama, but they're not going to do it. They're not going to stand up to him and do anything, sadly.
I wake up every morning hoping I can turn the TV on and hear the news that somebody put a bullet in his head.
I hear you, Jerry. Well, that was the last word. We're going to go to John in North Carolina. If you'd like to call and join us, 1-800-313-9443. We don't have a lot of callers on hold today. 1-800-313-9443. John, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. I call in as much because I love to enjoy hearing what other people have to say. Our Tea Party meet on the third Thursday in Statesville, Howard County Library. This Thursday, it's going to cost the taxpayers $1 million for each illegal and benefits that come in here. Education, free, whatever. All right. Some of the other stuff come in. You have six drug cartels that's on the Mexican border. These drug cartels hate each other. They had one clip there with about 40, 50 bodies laying in one pile in the street. These drug cartels hate each other so bad that they will kill. Now, why is these kids being brought in? Why, you know, there's something not right there. Is it terrorists bringing these kids and putting sales all over this country? Or what's going on?
Well, you know, I've asked the same question. All of a sudden, there's an influx of children supposedly coming into the country. That has to be orchestrated. That has to, it just didn't out of the blue by random chance happen, is your opinion.
Another thing, we're concentrated on the southern border. They're coming through Canada the same way. And 30% of these people are Mexican, the rest of them from Central America, Arab countries, wherever. And bless Pat, whenever something starts, it's going to be a bang-bang situation all over this country.
And let me ask you the same question that I asked Jerry. What is your opinion? Because I've got mine, not to say that mine is right, but what is the government getting out of the Obama administration, out of having this country flooded with illegal immigrants? I mean, obviously it's going to be a burden on our tax base. Obviously it's going to cause a lot of crime. Why are they doing this, in your opinion?
My thought on that is to make an explosion or implosion on each place they go. Our government can handle it. It's going to bank over. It's going to finish bankruptcy. It's going to put us into the Agenda 21, one world government. Come on, guys, get your pocketbook out and join the crowd.
Yeah. I think you're right, John. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I appreciate you being there, and I just enjoy hearing what other people say. And I'm so frustrated that
Hold that. Then we'll come back with Michael in New York, Shane in North Carolina.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. John, are you still with me? John, do I have John? All right, we're going to go to Michael in New York. Then we got Shane in North Carolina and Terry in Mexico coming up. Michael, how you doing today? What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Fair. I'm doing well, sir. Thank you. You know, obviously, this is all about the United Nations takeover of every country in the world. That's all it comes down to. Just like in Europe, they're flooding us with foreigners that have really nothing in common with our culture, and this is how they want to homogenize the people on the planet and dilute everything to the point where there are no distinctions of any kind at all. People will be lost in the sauce. They won't know up from down, and they can easily manipulate them further, because without roots in the ground, without a cultural history, the people are nothing. And they know that, and this is what they're up to, as well as destroying the most industrial-oriented, productive people in the world, which is, in modern times, Western Europeans. Everything people are using today are created by Western Europeans. Everything. And then we gave it all to the Red Chinese. Just handed them everything. Here's how we did it all. And let me say we. It's the Jewish banking families that have done all this. Of the giveaways, they didn't create anything. the hardworking people of the European cultures have been very creative, inventive, resourceful, and they made life simpler for themselves with their inventions. And as a result, civilization advanced forward to the point where we are today, and which people take totally for granted. And so they gave it all away to these Red Chinese and also the Bolsheviks, you know, going back all the way back for the last 100 years. They built up Russia the whole time throughout World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, kept building them up so we could fight them. And so they gave it all away, and now they want to destroy that source of creativity. And that's what's obvious beyond anything. And that's what scares me the most. Not so much the little minions, the little grunts. You can stop, you know, you can shut them right down. Especially if it was an American. You talk to them one-on-one, say, hey, what are you doing? You know, you're one of us, right? You grew up here, didn't you? So they want the country to be taken over by foreigners, and they're going to hire them into the government because they don't have anything in common with us. They will be the minions that they will try to implement their dirty deeds for. And that's one thing, but we could squash those little bugs with no problem. It's those behind it. Even Obama, as much as we all want to see that guy in prison or swinging from a tree limb for being the foreign agent that he is, but the people behind him, the Rockefellers and all these dirtbags that have controlled our money supply, that's what scares me, because they're still getting away with it. And unfortunately, we're not able to do anything about it. And the military is being abused by them to build up this UN agenda around the world, using our military further muscle to advance their cause of this global crap, while sacrificing our young men and women now in order to accomplish that. And our military is not doing anything. That's what really gets to me the most, is that our military is not stepping up to the plate saying, hey, Americans, we're coming in to save our country for us, and once we clean house, we're shutting those borders down, and we're once again going to restore order and law back into this land. That's our military's job. That's what really disappoints me the most, is that they are neglecting their duty in doing that.
And you know, you remind me, Michael, and you just said a mouthful, and it explains exactly the situation we find ourselves in verbatim. But, you know, they've got a plan now. If young Americans aren't going to join the military, they're going to let illegal aliens join the military to get their citizenship. And then how about that? When we have a military here, and, you know, people want to debate endlessly whether the military would ever fire on American citizens, even though history's explained that to us very thoroughly. But, that's their next plan for amnesty, is give illegal aliens and make them part of the military. But I think you're dead on. This is all being done just to destroy our society. And it's being done right in front of our eyes, and everyone scratches their head like, why would they be doing that? Or why are they? This is ridiculous. But it is, they are so far advanced in their end game and where they're taking us, problem, reaction, solution, all those. And they're playing this thing just like a maestro plays the violin, and they're getting away with it because so many of the American people are too dumbfounded to put together all the pieces of the puzzle. Your thoughts?
Yes, sir. Exactly. And that's all due to their only source of information is that YouTube with their propaganda media on every channel. And so if they don't go to Internet, Discover, RBN, and other few networks out there covering the real truth. And other than that, they have to read. And, you know, they don't read. They're it's really sad. If you don't care, you don't pursue something if you don't care about it. And that is, like you said earlier, you know, they're very apathetic. And that's how they want it. Maybe that's due to the fluoride in the water. But you're right as well, and that's another key point. They're bringing in these foreigners into the military because they will use their guns against Americans because they're not us. And this is all part of the strategy. Every time we discuss this, I think of the movie Braveheart, where Longshanks is telling his lords, you know, the problem with Scotland is it's full of Scots. Now, they want to conquer Scotland, but they can't because it's full of tough Scots. So they figure, let's get rid of the Scots. Well, how do you do that? Well, at the time, you know, we'll breed them out. And so that's what they're doing here. Instead of breeding us out all in all, they're just invading us with all these foreigners, and it's a dilution factor. You got a nice clean glass of water, pure water. Now you start pouring some sand into it. Well, what do you got? Well, you got some water with some little sand. Keep pouring the sand in. Keep pouring, pouring. Well, now you got a glass of sand. All the water's gone. So in time, they can do that to us in the long run if they can't make it happen in the shorter run through world war, starvation, and depression, and desperation to the point where people are willing, the remaining people alive are willing to do whatever they're told just to have some food on the table and have some kind of income coming in. And so it's one way or the other in their strategy to make it all happen. But, you know, in the big picture, good Lord still reigns supreme. United States, as a country, constitutional republic, does have a future. It is the source of individual freedoms on this planet, and it's not gonna, they're not gonna be able to extinguish that light. The people in it may have to go because they're not really Americans anymore, but the constitutional republic will survive as Washington's seen it. That's the good news. The good Lord does have his own agenda as well. Nothing is gonna stop him from conquering this world through individual freedoms that the Constitutional Republic of the United States provided. And so we just have to endure, stay healthy, remain out of their system, be wise as serpents but gentle as doves, and healthy and strong. So when it's time to kick some tail, we're more than ready to do it.
Hey, thank you so much. You said a mouthful today. I enjoyed that phone call. Thank you so much. I'm going to try to get everybody else on. We're going to go to Shane in North Carolina. Then we've got Terry in Mexico. Shane, how you doing today, sir?
Hey there. Yeah, you know, I can't really think of too much to elaborate on that the previous couple of callers haven't already said pretty clearly. However, I was wondering if you were familiar with Cloward and Piven.
I don't guess so, Shane.
Okay, yeah, so that's something you might want to look up when you get a chance to Google it. Cloward, C-L-O-W-A-R-D, and Piven, P-I-V-E-N, I believe is the spelling. And basically that helps to describe a lot of the Obama and, just the overall government agenda right now. And essentially it's been done previously to basically saturate countries, saddle countries with debt, and basically bring them down. So that's the plan that Obama and the administration is using right now. Look that up, Cloward and Piven. But when you think about it, it's somewhat multifaceted as well, because like you were just talking about, there's no doubt in my mind that in a couple of years or however long it's going to be, the people showing up at your door, the CPS showing up at your door to take your kids, or the people showing up at your door to try and take your guns or bring you off to a camp or whatever, probably going to be, over half illegal aliens that were made legal. They're going to use them for their army, no doubt about it. And also, think about this.
Hold that thought, Shane. We'll wrap it up on the other side of the break. Then we're going to Terry in Mexico, Tony in Tennessee. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Back on the Alternative Media Fair, and in the studio, I've got Shane from North Carolina. Shane, I wanted to give you the last word, let you wrap it up. Then we'll go to Terry in Mexico, Tony in Tennessee. I want to be able to give them some time. But I'm looking at the Cloward Piven strategy on Wikipedia. Very interesting. I will definitely give that a read.
So essentially, you know, I think I heard Alex Jones say this, and I think he said it pretty well, and that is that, basically the New World Order has selected Obama to be the closer. I mean, he's the guy who's, sent in to wrap it all up, you know, after all the other globalist puppets have done their damage, such as Bush and the Clintons and whoever else, you know what I mean? But he's, you know, that's why everything's moving so fast, and it continues to move fast, and I agree, over the next couple of years, things are gonna, you know, continue at that speed, and to be honest, for the first time ever, I've actually become sort of concerned that Obama will assume some sort of dictatorship role. And, you know, I used to kind of scoff at, you know, the fear-mongering of, like, oh, Obama's going to try to get a third term, or whenever you'd hear that about a president, it's like, oh, come on. But to be honest, with this guy, I wouldn't rule that out. But basically, long story short, that's the deal. He's the closer. And, you know, after everything's collapsed, think about what's going to happen after that. Everything will be privatized. Everything that used to be handled by governments is, you know, now going to be taken over by corporations, and which is basically essentially a big part of what the New World Order agenda is.
Oh, absolutely. We are watching it. We are watching it unfold, and I think you're probably right on this guy is the closer. Anything else you'd like to add? We're going to go to Terry in Mexico, Shane.
No, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. I got an email saying we ought to refer to Obama as old blunder. I like that, so that's good. Terry in Mexico, patiently holding. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Farron. I guess I really believe that the question that you're asking about how it benefits America is rhetorical. You're trying to stimulate conversation. Of course, it's a radio show, so you would do that. Let me tell people something that you already know, just to try to bring this boil this down for folks. We have a president that wears a gold ring that says no God other than Allah, okay? His advisor, Rice, is a radical Muslim. They're both Sunnis, okay? The man who has been appointed to head up our CIA is a Sunni Muslim. Our legal system run by, what's his name here? Who's the attorney general again?
Holder.
Yeah, Holder is a Muslim. Okay, they all go to this. Listen, this is called a caliphate, okay? Obama will never leave office, period. He is going to enact, he's already said it. He's thinking about, in his last 2.5 years that he has left, the thing that upsets him the most is that he never achieved the Australian gun confiscation goal. And he will sign an order to confiscate weapons, and he needs people disarmed because it's very hard for what? We're bringing Gurkhas into from Mexico? Come on. Mexico has the same problems that we have in their government. It's called Muslim leadership. Canada has the same exact thing. That's why Mexico is allowing this to come to our border, and Canada is absorbing the overflow. It's called a caliphate. Sunni is Arabian, it's the Arabs. Everybody knows by now that Obama was financed by the Arabs. That's why he bowed to their king when he went and saw them. That's why he has no paperwork, okay? He's a foreign agent. It's called a caliphate. So people, get your act together and stop talking about things that really are like ancient history, colored pivot. I don't mean to criticize, but gee, come on. We're down to emergency here. You're looking at a caliphate, folks.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Interesting information. I'll give you the last word. I got one more caller in about 4 more minutes. I want to be fair to him. Anything else you'd like to add, Terry? And I do appreciate the phone call.
Yes, there is no one more anti-Christ than a jihadist Muslim. They slaughter us. They hang us on crosses. They hang us. They shoot us in the head. They cut our heads off. That's who's in the White House. Okay, folks?
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. That was Terry in Mexico. We're going to go to Tony in Tennessee, patiently holding. You'll be the last phone call. Tony, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
Tony dropped.
No other callers. Okay. Well, the interesting part, if anyone wants to call in and get in right before the end, feel free to do so, 1-800-313-9443. The interesting part, as John said earlier, always is the caller segment. Because, you know, I sense it. I sense in all of you, everyone that calls, whether you agree with it, anyone or disagree with their statements, everyone that's listening to this broadcast, and let's say thanks for the great job, John Stattmiller, the staff, Craig's my board op today, the great job he does. And Craig was telling me this is already going on where you can join the military, be an illegal immigrant, and get citizen status after 6 months. That's already going on. They maybe don't advertise for it yet. It maybe not well known. It's already going on. So this is what we're going to see in the future coming. And I sense it, and everyone that's listening, there is a vast amount of people out there that know something is desperately wrong. These things the government is doing makes no common sense. It doesn't make sense in your mind. You know that it's not good for our country. It's not good for our children's future. It's the opposite of freedom in so many different ways. Like Renee talking about you got to have a permit for yard sale. That may seem like a small thing to a lot of people, but it's a big thing because it's disappearing freedoms. And the fact of how the American people are willing to accept this. And I agree with Terry in Mexico. We are in the throes of the end game here. Things are happening so rapidly. I mean, those of us that are pro-Constitution, pro-freedom, we are deemed the new terrorist. You, the veterans, you're deemed the new terrorist. You're the ones the government wants to watch and fear. I'll say it again, don't join the U.S. military if you're a young man. This is not something you want to be a part of at this place and time. And that the people in America need to wake up and come to grips with what is happening to this country. We are just going to continue to see it unfold. And a lot of times, you know, I get the emails, people ask, what can we do about it? What should we do? A lot of times, I don't know either. Betty in North Carolina is going to be the last phone call. How you doing today, Betty? You got about 1 minute, maybe minute and a half.
Doesn't take that long. I thought it very interesting the way you referred to the sheriffs dealing with the immigrants and the welfare, you know, and the debt. I'm just curious, what can we expect of our sheriff? What can we do to impact him so that he does something about the immigrants in our local counties? And that's all I had to say.
Well, I can tell you this, Betty. When I rolled through a license check, I did this recently in Iredell County, I asked them, you know, where's the paddy wagon for the illegal immigrants? I'm over here near Harmony, North Carolina.
Amen.
Is there not any illegal immigrants? And, you know, one told me, he said, you know what, we don't do anything about that. They're out there busting people for seeds and stems or a seatbelt and that kind of thing, and nothing is being done that I know of. Does anyone in the broadcast area, is any county taking it on themselves, the sheriff's department, to do anything about illegal immigration? I really don't think so, but it'd be a great question if you see your sheriff to ask them, Betty. That's a great question.
Thank you. You led the way for me.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call, Betty. I certainly appreciate it. Well, we're almost out of time for today. The website, thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. Email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Been a little busy this week. Hadn't done the best job updating the website, getting back to everybody. But certainly, hopefully, sometime another, things will slow down. And I'll say it again, only together can we affect change. Only together can we truly affect change. Wake up your neighbors, talk to people, talk to your pastor, give out DVDs. Everybody can do something. If we all work together, possibly we can affect change. And definitely, everyone listening to this broadcast, do your very best for preparation. Whether it be canning, gardening, whatever suits you, stockpiling, be as prepared as you can. Get out of debt if you can. That's some of the things we can do. Support Republic Broadcasting. Support John Stattmiller. Support the staff there. Without them, this wouldn't be available. Support this broadcast if you can. And until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them the lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all. Yeah.